I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Do you know your rights when it comes to use of your personal information? Well, this week, the Ombudsman's Office is encouraging you to arm yourself against data privacy violations. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
K-Man is celebrating International Data Protection. On Wednesday, several staff members from the Ombudsman's Office set up in front of their department at Anderson Square to engage with the public. They answered questions from about 100 people on data privacy and access rights while giving visitors promotional materials as well. The Cayman Islands Data Protection Act, which came into effect back in 2019, sets up vital rights for individuals, including the right to know how your personal data is used. You can also request corrections to inaccurate data, object to direct marketing efforts, and access your own personal information. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more details, visit ombudsman.ky. The Cayman Islands Monetary Authority has reported a sharp rise in private fund registrations as global demand for private funds and private credit continues to grow. According to CIMA, the number of private funds domiciled here has jumped 40% over the past 5 years, from 12,695 at the end of 2020 to 17,722 by the end of 2025. The growth followed the introduction of the Private Funds Act in 2020, which requires funds to be registered, audited annually, and subject to formal oversight, evaluation, and custody. The jurisdiction is now home to 30,598 funds in total, including 12,876 mutual funds, many of them hedge funds, managing around $16 trillion U.S. dollars in assets as of the end of 2024. Cayman Finance Director and Head of Funds and Capital Markets, Samantha Widmer, says the regime has strengthened institutional confidence by pairing consistent oversight with speed to market. And she adds that as private credit, continuation vehicles, and hedge fund strategies evolve, Cayman's flexibility and global credibility position it for the next phase of investment growth. Widmer also points to virtual asset strategies and tokenized funds as new structural opportunities, noting that Cayman already hosts an estimated 58% of crypto and digital asset hedge funds globally. That is your latest local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. President Trump's border czar has insisted the immigration enforcement operation in Minneapolis will continue amid tensions sparked by the killing of two protesters by federal agents. Tom Homan made no apology for the deaths, but did concede that the operations had not been perfect. The British Prime Minister says really good progress has been made on a visit to Beijing. Keir Starmer's officials have announced a deal on visa-free travel to China for British visitors. The Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed the need for stronger long-term ties. The Ukrainian State Weather Agency has forecast a drastic dip in temperatures to as low as minus 30 degrees Celsius next week. The warning comes as Kyiv is racing to restore power amid relentless Russian attacks. Norway is to buy $2 billion worth of long-range artillery systems and rockets from a South Korean defence group. It's seeking to beef up its military deterrence against Russia. Europe's top diplomat says the EU has agreed to add Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to its list of terrorist organisations. The Guard is widely blamed for many of the killings of Iranian protesters earlier this month. There's tight security in Niger after 2 hours of gunfire around the international airport. There's been no explanation from the military authorities, with residents speculating about a possible coup attempt or an Islamist raid. The Japanese auto giant Toyota says global sales set a new record last year despite trade tensions. Sales in the US were up despite Washington's 25% tariff on Japanese auto exports. A public-private partnership dedicated to restoring Africa's woodlands has identified the first forest to benefit. The programmes in Mozambique, Zambia, Tanzania, Malawi will include replanting and work to restore degraded land. BBC News.